Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good afternoon. This is going to be a grind, ladies and gentlemen. If it's ever been clear, it certainly is just that after this one. Royals walked off for a second straight day in Minneapolis. Yeah, this division race is going to be a grind. Royals lose game two at Target Field, 5-4, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals lose. They're now three games above 500. They were up 4-0 in this game. 4-0 heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Up 4-0, and it's all given back. Five unanswered. Given back by Michael Wacha. Given back, of course, by the Royals offense. Royals led 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning, but Michael Wacha coupled with an offense that left eight men on base after taking that 4-0 lead. They left 12 on total, but after going up four, they leave eight men on base. 913-586-7965. Offensively, they strike out eight times in the final four frames. 18 strikeouts on the day to match a franchise record set back in 1998. Man, tomorrow cannot get here soon enough. I don't know how you're feeling after this one, but boy, oh boy, I want another game to start. Because every fiber of my being is telling me to get annoyed, frustrated, angry, dejected, somber, whatever. But there's another game tomorrow. You have Chris Bubich on the hill, one of the 12 best pitchers in baseball so far this season. But yeah, this is a tough one, man. This is a tough series to lose, and the way that you've lost it, you know, that being the key word, To me, this isn't similar to that St. Louis series where, hey, I'll tip my cap to the Cards. They played outstanding. Twins haven't played poorly, but the Royals have lost these games. Now, if I'm in Minneapolis, I'm sure I'm proud of the boys for hanging in there and battling back, and I'm sure the, you know, bald idiot that hosts their post-game show is celebrating the tenacity of the Minnesota Twins and going out there and winning this game. Yeah, maybe. But the way that I see it, the Royals have lost these games. And when you're in a division like this, when you're caught up in a hailstorm, that is the American League Central, these are the kind of games that I think we look back on at the end of the season and say, well, that's why we didn't win the division. That's why we're the third wild card rather than the first or the second. Plenty of time, right? We still have 109 games to play. Seven more with Minnesota. The season series is knotted up at three games apiece. So for as dejected as you want to feel, look at the calendar. And I think that buoys the spirits. But again, no doubt about it. Today is a tough loss. Twins capitalize on the free bases late in the game, and the Royals do not. Two walks issued by Daniel Lynch in the bottom of the ninth. You've heard Denny talk about it for decades. Leadoff walks in a tie game, it's always going to come back to bite you, and it certainly did. Daniel Lynch suffering his first loss of the season. Offensively, the Royals had opportunities, like I mentioned. I mean, even in the ninth inning, two on with nobody out. Salvi goes down looking at a curveball. Mikel Garcia swings through that same knuckle curve. And Drew Waters, in the first pitch that he sees, dribbles one back to the pitcher with the bases loaded and two outs. Royals had chances throughout the game, but offensively a lot of expanding the strike zone today, most notably from Bobby Witt Jr. and Drew Waters. The two of them combined to strike out seven times today. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Again, that phone number, it's the same as our text line number. 913-586-7965. We're going to start off in South Kansas City. Brian, you're hitting leadoff on this Saturday afternoon. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, if I was hitting leadoff and I was playing today, I'd be bunting. This game, and I'm a cup half full guy. I've been listening to Denny since 1969, and this game was all on the manager. Two on, none out, top of the ninth, you're away. You've got the fastest guy in baseball just about on second base, and I don't care that it's Salvi coming up. You're bunting. You're not swinging away. You're getting them to scoring position, third base, so that a pass ball, knuckle curves are routinely go crazy. You got a pass ball, you've taken the lead. You got a sacrifice fly, you've taken the lead. Just about anything with Bobby on third is going to – this one's on cue all the way.
All right, we have you down, Brian. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Salvi in his career has never laid down a sacrifice bunt. You know, I'm with you if you say you got to put the ball in play. Yeah, no doubt. Can't go down swinging. The one thing you can't do is go down swinging. And, well, Salvi and Mikel both did just that. Bobby actually wasn't on second base by the time Mikel got to the dish. Bobby ripped second and third, his 18th and 19th stolen bases of the season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. But sure, yeah, I mean, hey, you want Salvi squaring a bunt? To me, that sounds like a guy about to hit into a double play, but okay. Thanks for the phone call, Brian. Let's try Jason in Kansas City. Jason, you're on the post-game show as the Royals are walked off for a second straight night. Actually, we'll get to you in a moment. Let's go to Scott in Independence. Scott, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Brent?
All right, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah, I mean, you said it first. You get out to a four-run lead, I mean, it, early on in the game. And then, you know, Walker gets rattled. I mean, that Bader tees off on that home run. I mean, things start kind of falling apart there. But, you know, you got to start manufacturing runs. I mean, you know, the caller before with the bunts and Salvi, I mean, yeah, it's probably not going to happen, right? But, you know, what do you got to do to bring guys in? I mean, you got your left.
Stop striking out.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you gotta find ways to manufacture runs. Yeah, and striking out, yeah, that's you got the guys up to seven strikeouts. I mean, you know, our hottest hitter. I mean, combined there. I mean, it's frustrating, man. I mean, you know, you got the game at hand right there, and it's a division. It's a tough division. It's not going to be easy, and these are the games you got to win. I mean, last night's walk off moonshot in the bottom of the ninth inning. I mean, this one today. I mean, it's heartbreaking. I mean, got to shake it off and move forward. I mean, this is what's going to happen. I mean, this is the Twins. It's not the Tigers. It's not the Guardians. This is the Twins. This is the team you got to beat to set the standard. I mean, the rest of the year on the way out, you know, the AL Central is going to have to be dead on and finding ways to win.
I appreciate the phone call. The first place Detroit Tigers come to Kauffman Stadium next weekend. You know, the cries for small ball. Well, you got to manufacture runs. Yeah, we all agree with that. And what you're seeing or what you saw today was, in my opinion, pressing. First of all, bunting is hard. I don't understand how you guys think any aspect of this game at this level is easy. Now, Kyle Isbell is one of the best bunters in the sport, and he tells me that if you're going to be a good bunter, you need to work on bunting just as hard as you work on your hitting. Most guys are not doing that. Certainly not a 35-year-old captain that hits cleanup that's embarking on 300 career home runs. One of the 10 greatest power hitting catchers of all time. He doesn't square to bunt all that often. Certainly doesn't work on it enough to square and bunt a guy in Johan Duran, who sits 100 miles per hour, to act like, oh, just square and bunt it, lay it down, let's go, be a big leaguer. That's ridiculous. But for those that are screaming about manufacturing a run, okay, let's go through it. Royals are up 4-0. Bases loaded with two outs. Michael Massey hits a rocket right at the second baseman. 107 miles per hour off the bat. Third out, inning over. In the sixth inning, a leadoff single from Freddie Fermin. Okay, you want Jonathan India to lay down a bunt right there? Okay, I'm not going to fight you on that. India, though, goes down swinging. So he doesn't even make contact. He doesn't do his job. And then Bobby goes down swinging. He, too, doesn't make contact, doesn't get the job done. Vinny singles. So now you have a man in scoring position. First and third with two outs. Put the ball in play. No, Salvi strikes out. Seventh inning, you go down 1-2-3. Eighth inning, you go down 1-2-3. Ninth inning, you have two on with nobody out. Salvi goes down looking. Michael goes down swinging. And after they walked Mark Canna to load the bases, Drew Waters saw one pitch and the game was over. So I understand I want them to manufacture runs as well, but a key in manufacturing runs is avoiding the punch-outs. And they didn't do that. Bunting is very, very difficult. Maybe it wasn't for you in Little League, but this is the big leagues. And this guy's throwing 101-mile-per-hour fastballs with nasty movement. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals, for just the second time this season, score four or more runs and lose the game. They're now 17-2 when scoring four or more. My game notes following this, the 25th loss of the season, my game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go back to the phone calls and talk with John in Overland Park. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Vern. I've always said I'd rather get beat 10-1 than lose close ones like this. And to lose two in a row, it's really tough to take. So I know there's plenty of time, and I'm not panicking by any stretch, but the strikeouts, that ninth inning, that was tough. But I guess a question I've got for you, and I don't know the stats, and you probably do, but how are the Royals with putting the ball into play? Like, usually they've been, like last year, they were among the best in putting the ball into play. Are they any worse this year?
I'm not sure.
I'm just
as a batting average, like an on-base, I don't know exactly what. Like, just making contact?
I think it's just putting the ball into play. And I don't know. There are stats with that. It just seems like we're not putting the ball into play as much. And I think that's part of why we're not producing with runners in scoring position, too. So, I don't know. It's like you said, there's a long way to go. I'm not panicking by any stretch, but and I'm ready for tomorrow. I echo what you said. I can't wait for tomorrow, and Bubich will hopefully be our savior tomorrow. So,
yeah. Well, Lord knows he's been the savior so far savior, you're three games above 500, but he's been the reason why this rotation's been able to flex as the best in the American League.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Royals coming into today struck out less than any team in Major League Baseball. So, you know, striking out 18 times as they did today is abnormal. Royals punch out fewer than 19% of the time. Again, best in baseball. As far as hitting with runners in scoring position, you know, Michael Garcia came through big. Michael's been one of their big bats. He came through big in the third, not so much in the ninth. But the Royals hitting .230 this season with runners in scoring position. League average is about .250. And if you're looking at what kind of damage they're doing in those spots, they're one of the three worst offenses when it comes to OPS and runners in scoring position. Now you dive into the numbers and who's impressing, right? Who's doing a good job offensively when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position? I mentioned Michael Garcia, who today went 1-for-2, so he's hitting better than .300 this year in those pressurized situations. But outside of Michael, Jonathan India got off to a nice start. Bobby's been pretty solid, not as great as he was a season ago. But, you know, if you want to look at batting averages, Vinny's hitting .200. With an OPS more than 150 points below league average. Bobby's just a little bit under .300 with runners in scoring position. You know, the story there is Salvi and Vinny. They were two of the 15 best in the sport last year. And this year they're both well below league average. Now, the thing is, with the 2025 Kansas City Royals, you look up and down the lineup, and if it's not Bobby, not Michael, sure, Vinny's been better in totality in the month of May, but in those big situations, not so much. Vinny today came to the plate. I guess Bobby got in scoring position for him in the ninth. So that was his one trip to the dish with the man in scoring position, and he was hit by the pitch. Again, Vinny, OPS of .555 with runners in scoring position. Now, Royals offensively last season, again, they were carried by those big three, Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby. This year, the team has been carried by the rotation, but the offense has only been able to stay out of the basement in most offensive categories. It's only been able to stay out of the basement because of Bobby and Michael. I mean, if we're being honest, it's those two and then a dramatic drop-off to everyone else. Thanks for the phone call, John. 913-586-7965. Let's go to David in Lee Summit. David, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate you taking my call as always, man. Appreciate what you do. Tough loss today, but we're still a wild card team, you know, so I'm not trying to be super negative or focus on the negatives as far as that goes. You've already mentioned the anomalies of when we score over four runs and stuff like that. My question is, with the lineup, why not have Bobby bat third and have India and Michael in front of them? I've heard some mention of the advanced analytics, but I wasn't exactly sure what those were, if it like limited, like maybe potentially Bobby's at bats throughout the game or something like that.
Yeah.
But
I think that's what it would be. I mean, the higher in the lineup, the more at bats. But sure, yeah, there are no bad ideas when your offense stinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that was my two cents, Vern. But yeah, as always, man, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Michael Garcia today, 1-for-5. He's batting .312 this season. That's top 12 in Major League Baseball. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Ryan in Lee's Summit. Ryan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to call in and just say that do you think Bobby's pressing a little bit at the plate
right
now?
Looked like it today, yeah.
And is that a product of he knows that nobody in the lineup behind him is hitting, or is it just more of a tempo, or is he he look a tick off in terms of his swing?
No, Ryan, I'm always going to lean towards the human intangible aspect of this mental game. So, yeah, I think I'm the $300 million guy. I'm the best player on the team. Hell, I'm the best player on the planet. I'll jumpstart this offense. That's why he was expanding the zone so consistently today, in my opinion.
And if you look at it, too, just looking at where and when Michael has bat lead off, I think they're undefeated this year. So is that a correlation, too, where he feels more comfortable with Michael in front of him compared to India, since it's a small sample size?
I think that has more to do with Michael having a good year and setting the table the way you would want a leadoff hitter to do, and Jonathan India not doing those things.
So
India hasn't been good. As far as the leadoff this season with Michael, the team is 5-1 this year with him atop.
So why does Q not trust that? Is it just because they brought India in? Are they trying to justify the India trade with that, then, batting him leadoff?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I mean, that's all I wanted. And then obviously, too, when you look at it, though, I still think,
because if Michael was hitting like this, and I'll let you finish, Ryan, if Michael was hitting like this, you're not acquiring Jonathan India, you know?
Right.
You have no need for him.
Right. And then, so I think that was what it was, is that they didn't think Michael would make the adjustments that he did. But honestly, too, I think, they're hesitant to bring up Jack Caglione right now with the way the offense is performing, but they do need that consistent power in the lineup. And if he continues to hit at AAA, that he will provide that spark. I know they're looking for a spark at the major league level, but even calling up a guy like that can provide a spark to that lineup, because, you know, we've seen it all. We've seen his at bats at triple and double A, and he's teeing off on pitches that are quote unquote, mistake pitches, but he's not missing them. So, for a guy that young, that's obviously playing in the SEC, has helped him. But I think that will help the offense when he comes through.
No doubt. Great phone call. Thank you very much. Nice hearing from you, Ryan. That opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I'm with you. Jack Caglione hopefully dominates AAA for the next couple months. Join the big league club sometime in August. But I think they still need more. Even if Salvi picks it up, he's still 35 and the dog days are coming. So even with a better Salvi, and let's say this Michael Garcia, and by the way, I don't know if you've heard this news, but Alex Bregman seems to be severely hurt. Like out multiple months hurt. I don't say that with a smile. I'm a big fan of Alex Bregman. But for those of you hopeful that Michael Garcia will represent the Royals in the All-Star game, there's another third baseman that will not be able to hold it down at the hot corner of the Midsummer Classic. So, again, Michael Garcia, 9-game hitting streak. He's batting .349 here in the month of May. But let's say you get this Michael for the rest of the year, and the MVP, Bobby Witt Jr., and an improved Salvi, a consistent Vinny. let's even say that Jonathan India gets back to his career numbers as on-base percentage gets to north of 350. Even with Cags, I still think they need another bat. If you're going to win the division. If you're going to win the division. Now, as a previous caller said, yes, they are still in the wild card hunt. I mean, you have 109 games left. There's really no need to look at the wild card race. If you're above 500, you're in the wild card race. No need to look until August, all right? Don't worry about the wild card. But yes, the Royals still have one of the six best records in the American League. But if you're going to win this division, if that is the goal, you're multiple bats away, in my opinion. Now, one might come internally. That'd be great if both did, right? Wouldn't it be great if Caglione and John Rave were the answer? And boy, everything has been settled. Oh, this is now a lineup that can beat you 7-8 deep. Now, as I say that, the reason why I stress if you're going to win the division is because we remember John Sherman at his press conference when he introduced J.J. Piccolo as the next head man in charge. He talked about his desire to see what a wild card team looked like. And if we're being honest, in this market size, the goal often is just get into the playoffs and we'll see what kind of magic can happen. Not many small market teams sell out to win the division. They'll sell out to get into October, but they're not going to mortgage anything of note to get a better seed in the postseason. They want a seat. They're not all that interested in the seed, if you know what I mean. So it will be interesting to see if they believe they're one bat, two bat, three bats away. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's stay in Lee Summit. Lee Summit coming in strong on a Saturday. Let's go to Bob. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of things, if I may. In that ninth inning, with Selvey kind of struggling and a wicket right-hander, what about pinch-hitting Isabel to try to lay down the bunt?
Well, Izzy was sick today. He was a late scratch with an illness. I'm sure he was available, but I'm imagining they were trying to stay away from him.
Yeah, I was on the golf course watching the game, and the second point that I like to make, and I intend to make it previous nights, is you brought up today expanding the strike zone. The Royals have been bad about doing that about all season, particularly Massey. He seems to really chase those pitches out of the strike zone, including today when he actually got hit and swung at a ball. The pitchers usually throw a strike on the first pitch because the Royals take, and then they go out of the strike zone and the Royals chase, and the pitchers know that, and they just won't throw them a strike. So they're down 0-2, and they got to defend the plate, and they just seem to be the old worst enemy by not having a good eye. I know it's, you know, they're major league pitchers, they got good stuff, but a little more discipline, I think, would help them.
No question, and that's why Michael Massey's fallen from the five spot in the lineup, why he's fallen from Salvi's protector in the lineup, and now he's hitting eighth and barely hanging on to a job at the big league level. No doubt about it. Thank you very much for the phone call. Massey tonight, 0-for-4 with that strikeout that, yes, hit him. Swinging through a slider that plunked him on the left leg. Royals lose 5-4. They're walked off in Minnesota for the second time in as many nights. Let's go to Calvin in Independence. You're on 96.5 The Fan, Calvin. Go ahead.
You know, Vern, I wish people would leave that jack out of their mouth. I mean, he's only one person. He ain't going to come up here and be our savior.
You're right. Okay? But he's a stud, though. He looks like he might be a stud.
That might be true, you know, but you bring him up here in this mess, then he thinks he's the saver.
That's a good point.
And then where does he go? How many times have you seen a guy, he comes out and he's the lifesaver, and then the next year he can't hit?
I mean, it's Adalberto Mondesi's entire career.
Yeah, you know, look at them boys that go from 10 to 2. That's all they talk about is Jack. Jack come up.
Oh, Cody and Gold. Yeah, back. Yeah.
Yeah, we need.
Well, the fans like them too. It's not just Cody and Gold.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the boys got some potential, you know, but don't bring him up in this mess. And then
want to bunt
Salvi? I mean, that's the park that he hits in. Ain't no way that I'm bunting Salvi in that park.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I love baseball. I listen. I'm 70 years old. I've seen Freddie Podjek cry in the dugout, you know, and stuff. I mean, it's just a game. And whenever they figure it out, they'll be okay. They're a couple of bats away. Once we get them bats, you better look out for this team. This team's going to be a good team. I just hate to say, I don't want to give up much pitching, but if we have to give up something, please don't give up that kid from St. Joe.
Please don't give that kid up. No, I mean, he's off to the best start of any Royal in franchise history.
Yeah, that kid might be the horse. Yeah. He might be our number one.
It looks like he has the shoulders for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's showing to be a good pitcher. Yeah. I mean, to come out and do what he's done in 3 starts, if I had to give up something, it'd probably be our number 2 pitcher.
Lugo?
Because we don't have Lugo signed.
Right, right.
And
he's
if they'd bite and take him, it would really be nice. You know, Randy Rosarena, you know, he'd be a nice pickup. Don't get me wrong. I'd like to see what he can do.
Yeah, Seattle's in first place, though. I don't know if they're
they'd be all that keen. Up. They ain't giving him up then.
No.
I mean, we got to look at the Angels. And maybe
hopefully some other teams start to nosedive and they can join the fray. Yeah. Calvin, I appreciate the phone call. He brings up Seth Lugo, who right now is on the IL. Now, it's not a wild idea. Seth Lugo comes back and pitches well for 3-4 starts. Sure. Lugo has a player option at the end of this season. He could return next year if he decides to play on a 1-year $15 million contract. But if he performs well this season, if he stays healthy this season, he's most certainly going to opt out and look for a multi-year deal and secure himself more guaranteed money, as he should. Moving a Seth Lugo for a bat. That's an interesting question. Seth Lugo? I'd rather move Lugo than... Oh, boy, do I want to say that? Would I rather move Seth Lugo than Noah Cameron? The only reason I pause is because I'm in October now, right? It's game 3 of the ALDS, and you're pitching at Fenway. Do I want Noah Cameron? Do I want Seth Lugo? The fact that I'm even pondering it tells you the answer that... Gun to my head, I'm trading Seth Lugo to hang on to the 6 years of Noah Cameron. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fairly easy one, the more I think about it, right? Let me know if I'm off base on that text line. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We go to Will in Lawrence. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for having me on today. That previous caller actually brought some thoughts into my head about trading Lugo here, and I was coming in here to talk about maybe trading Bubic in his prime and maybe a Jonathan India as well to get a solid third baseman here and a good hitter, maybe like a Alex Bregman from the Sox.
Don't you think India's stock is down right now?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe this offseason, right. Trade India in his final year. Bubic is interesting. You know, Bubic.
Yeah, I mean,
that might be better in the offseason as well, because if I'm going to move that dude with a year and a half of control, I better get the bag from your prospect system.
Absolutely.
Or a legitimate middle of the lineup bat.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. Sure. I think Bubic has done really well so far. Don't get me wrong. I love him. But,
and that bat needs to have multiple years of control, like
right?
three or
yep.
more,
yep.
right?
Yeah. It's tough to think about and sit here and hit the big red button in panic mode, but sitting around trying to think about some trades to get a better bat in the lineup
sure.
isn't tough. I mean,
no, most bats are better than someone you're putting out there on a daily basis. I mean, there
true,
are no,
true.
You know, take your pick of
right.
names that are bandied about online and on social
right.
media. They can all find a spot on this offense. Most guys can find a spot on an offense that ranks bottom five in most offensive categories.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, Bubic is doing really well, and I hope he does well next year, but I almost have a feeling that he might not perform like he did this year, next year, and, you know, to get that trade out there. And, you know, if he does bad next year and we keep him and we didn't trade him in his while he was doing well, you know, that could hurt. But
yeah, no, that's the job,
tough.
You know, that's
yeah.
the general manager's job. And that,
yep.
you know, market like this, he can't be wrong.
Right, right.
Or else you're chasing it for the next 3 years.
Right.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Nice to hear from you, Will. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Royals are walked off for the second straight day, walked off for the fourth time this season. They've dropped the first two games in Minnesota. They'll try and stave off a sweep with the aforementioned Chris Bubic on the hill. If you're on hold, stay right there. We take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Here's a payoff pitch. Lofted into shallow left center field. Witt sprints back. Massey in. Witt makes the basket grab over his shoulder. Whoa! He does it again and again and again, just like that.
An amazing play from an amazing player. Bobby Witt Jr. records the first out of the ninth inning on a play that only Bobby Witt Jr. makes.
set up at the shortstop position. A fly ball off of the bat of Christian Vasquez goes into shallow left center field. Bobby Witt Jr. turns his shoulders towards the third base bag and spins and runs towards left center field, but then ends up catching the ball over his right shoulder. So almost completely spins around and makes an incredibly athletic catch, over the shoulder catch in mid-range left center field. So as he turns around, he spots the ball, takes his eye off the ball, sprints to mid-range left center field, looks back up, finds it again, and makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Just jaw-dropping, and something that we're starting to take for granted. The fact that maybe the greatest left field playing shortstop in baseball history calls Kansas City home. Bobby Witt Jr.'s outstanding catch there in the ninth inning was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Bobby Witt Jr., 1-for-5 today, 4 strikeouts. Just the second time in his outstanding young career in which he's punched out 4 times. But that single in the ninth was going to, we were hoping, going to erase those previous 4 strikeouts. Bobby with the leadoff single in the ninth inning of a tie game. 4-4 in the ninth, he steals second, he steals third, and with runners on the corners, Salvi strikes out looking, Michael strikes out swinging, and Drew Waters dribbles one back to the mound to end the game. Bobby 1-for-5, he's now batting .301 on the season. He's one of 19 big leaguers batting better than .300. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Troy in Raymore. Troy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vernon. Hey, first of all, let me apologize. I called in last
All good.
Night.
All good. Don't even worry about it, brother. What do you got for us? Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Okay, brother. You know what, man? Salvi needs to come out of a slump, obviously. We had Bobby Witt 0-for-4, and then he gets a base hit, then he gets steal, and Salvi can't bring him in, okay? I want your opinion on Jack coming up.
I would hope around August.
Only after the All-Star break, correct?
Yeah, yep.
Well, you know what? Why not now? I don't know how that works. I don't know the analytics to it. Why not now? I know they don't want to put pressure on him.
Well, he's only played 4 games at the AAA level. I think that's the main reason why. They want to make sure that he's ready for big league baseball.
I guess so. We could use him. I mean, don't get me wrong, Vinny.
If he's good, yeah. Yeah, if he's good, yeah, they could certainly use him.
If he's good, I mean, my God, it's now or – I don't know. People talk about –
it's not now or never. You got 109 games left.
People talk about, you know, we got to wait. Why? I don't get that. It's now or never, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
No. Yes, to a certain extent it makes sense that every game is important when you're trying to win the division. There's no debate there.
Correct.
But you – I think, and listen, I'm just going to give you what the counter argument would be, and that is, if you bring him up too soon and he struggles,
possibly.
I'm not saying he can't even handle it. Listen, again, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I don't have the proof to say that Jack Caglione would not help this team. You might be right. I see people on Twitter saying, for people that are concerned about him being the savior, maybe he is the savior.
Vern, I've seen the same thing. I've seen you don't want to put that kind of pressure on him coming up. You want to let him come into a well-oiled machine, if you will.
Yeah, good offense. Yeah. You want him to be a weapon, like, not the savior.
But they get paid. I mean, come on.
Sure. No, hey, you know, yeah, it's a fair, I mean, it's a fair point, Troy. No doubt.
I just don't get it. But hey, Perez, he will snap out of his funk. I believe in that. I believe in him.
He had two hits today. He reached base three times. Yeah, so that's back-to-back games in which he's reached base three times.
It was I was watching, and then for Witt to go 0-for-4 and then finally get a hit in the ninth.
Yeah, he touched on that.
It was impressive. Yeah. You know, it was like, and then he stole second, he stole third.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the phone call, Troy. Thank you very much, man. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Now, that's the beautiful thing about prospects, is whatever you want to say they're going to do, it's possible. I've just been through it. Well, you know what? I can't say that I've been through it with a player like Jack Caglione. Now, the closest thing, you know, Ryan Braun, I was there when the Brewers took him and his rapid rise and his outstanding Rookie of the Year campaign. Yeah, Jack's certainly more polished than some other prospects that the fan base has coveted, has sought to see their minor league career expedited and get them to the big leagues. You know, the thing that impressed me most about Caglione was his mentality, was the way that he processed the game, was his professionalism. I can't sit here and say that he can't handle it. But it's not the best situation to put a 22-year-old in. 4 games of AAA baseball under your belt. It's been done before. Guys have made it to the big leagues with even less minor league time than Jack. Some have had a lot of success. Most others have not. But again, why can't Jack be the diamond in the rough? Why can't he be that 1 in 100? He might be. But, you know, I'm looking at the lineup, and if Caglione's on this team, he's sitting 6th right now. Honestly, I can make a case to put him 5th. I drop Salvi down to the 6th spot, put Michael in the cleanup, and now you got Jack hitting 5th. And that's, it's a big ask. It's a big ask of a kid in his big league debut. Hey, we need you to drive in runs. No, our future Hall of Famer is not doing a good job of it. No, our franchise face and Vinny Pasquantino's not doing a great job of it. Really, nobody on this team's doing a good job of it. This team that has a bunch of big leaguers with plenty of dirt in their cleats. All those pros can't do it, but hey, 22-year-old with 4 games of AAA baseball under your belt, we need you to do it. He might be able to do it, but that's a pretty ridiculous ask of a team that has real division aspirations, real postseason aspirations. Instead of looking at Jack Caglione and saying, come save us, I think I'm more in line with those that are looking at Michael Massey and Jonathan India and Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez saying, pick it up. You're really going to ask this 22-year-old to come up and save the day? No, you allow us to call up Cags. Massey, India, Vinny, Salvi. It's on you. You want the slugger to come up? Well, then start producing. Appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Vinny Pasquantino today, a 3-hit game. 3-for-4, he scored 2 runs, and he drove in another, his team-leading 30th RBI on the season. Vinny has an 8-game hitting streak
and he's batting .326 in the month of May. Slowly but surely, Vinny looking more like the Vinny Pasquantino we saw a season ago. A guy that was rolling towards a 20-homer, 100-ribby type of season. 8 home runs, 30 RBI right now for Vinny. Puts him on pace for about 25 home runs and just shy of 100 RBI. So he needs to pick it up. Everybody needs to pick it up. Even the great Bobby Witt Jr. needs to pick it up. Everyone outside of Michael Garcia and Drew Waters and Kyle Isbell have fallen short of their offensive expectations. Let's go to Elliot in Olathe. Elliot, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was about the Caglione thing. My friends and I, they're saying we should bring it up and everything. But I also said I think we need to wait. But they bring up the point of, like, Nick Kurtz on the A's, and they got a good point there. But I was going to at what point do we send Massey down and bring up a guy like Cam Devaney? Because he seems like he's doing pretty good down there. And, like, at this point, we just got to give other people shots. So I was wondering what your opinion on that was.
Well, Michael Massey's now an outfielder, so I think it's more likely that John Rave is the replacement more so than the middle infielder, Cam Devaney. Cam Devaney's one of the 3-4 guys that really caught my eye this spring. Honestly, Cam Devaney's the guy that made me just appreciate the talent in AAA. Meaning,
yeah, good point.
You know, we thanks for the phone call, Elliot. Meaning, I overlook AAA ball players. You know, a guy that seems to be a 4A guy. Because, hey, you know, we're in the big leagues. We're rooting for the Royals. I really don't care what you're doing down in the minor leagues. But Cam Devaney made me realize of just the sheer talent it takes to succeed at the AAA level. To be that good means you were probably the best player not only in your high school, but in your entire district. Maybe that year you were the best player in your state. And Cam Devaney can make the plays defensively, swung a very nice bat in spring training. I'm easily a fan of his. Do I think he changes much with this team at the dish? No, I don't. India's not going anywhere. Michael and Bobby, you don't want to go anywhere. So I don't see where Cam Devaney necessarily fits in defensively. John Rave, though. John Rave's probably the second best defensive outfielder on the 40-man roster, second only to Kyle Isbell. Michael Massey's holding it down. He's holding his own in left field. He looks good. Certainly looks good enough in left field, but no, offensively not getting the job done. Massey 0-for-4 tonight. For the season, he's barely hitting above .200. His OPS is nearly 200 points below league average. He's not bringing you power. Really not doing much. So there's no defending Michael Massey's spot on the big league roster. So yeah, again, when you're performing this poorly as a whole, offensively, there are no bad ideas. And now there are open 40-man roster spots. So there is a chance to make improvements internally with a promotion like a John Rave. Or externally. No, not one of those big, fancy trades. Not yet. I don't think we start to see something like that until the calendar flips to June, and I'm talking late June, before you get a big splash addition to this lineup. But I'm talking about somebody that's in the minor leagues, someone that's buried on a bench, someone that's buried on the 40-man roster behind someone that is immovable at the big league level. A waiver wire claim, however you got to go about it. I do think there are ways to improve the 13 hitters on your big league roster. Royals will be back home coming up on Monday. A 6-game homestand with an off day on Thursday. J.J. Piccolo in this front office, John Sherman in this ownership group have done anything but sit on their hands. They've already DFA'd Hunter Renfroe, DFA'd Chris Stratton, optioned down MJ Melendez. No, of course they could option Michael Massey as well. Although, there you go, as to where this team's offense is or where this team's power is, right? They rank dead last in Major League Baseball in home runs. No surprise. Three of the guys you were relying upon to hit 5, 6, and 7 in the lineup are all gone. Right? Renfro, Melendez, and now some are desirous to see Michael Massey on his way to Omaha. It's 1/3 of your lineup. The complementary pieces to the big four at the top. All three of those complementary pieces are about to get a complementary kick in the backside. Royals are walked off in Minnesota, 5-4, the final score. We go to Double J in Kansas City. Double J, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, tough loss today, especially scoring 4 runs. Should have won that game, but as I say, should have, would have, could have. Looking forward to tomorrow, Chris Bubich. And, yeah, like some of the callers have said, I wouldn't mind trading, like, Seth Lugo for and, like, keeping Noah Cameron. That guy's been pitching really good for us. And question for you, what would you think about putting, like, Mike Kelly at leadoff and, like, moving India, like, down to, like, the fifth spot or something like that, or, like, to the number 2 hole or something like that. And once you bring Cags up, you can put him, like, at, like, 5 or 6 or something like that. Hey, mark my words, Fern, I feel like Cags will be up at the end of June, like the Dodgers series. I think that's when we will see Cags.
All right. We have you down, Double J. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. The AAA team, the Storm Chasers, with Jack Caglione playing tonight in Salt Lake City. That game gets started in just over 2 hours from now. Take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts, and we'll take a dive into the text line after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 1-1 pitch. Pasquantino lines it sharply into left center field. Kersey sprints back. It's past him. It goes all the way to the fence. India hits third. Wilson waves him home. Relay to the plate. Here's the throw. Not in time. India slides in safely.
It's Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. With the man on first and one out in the fifth inning, Vinny Pasquantino hits a laser beam to the wall in left center field, a 1-1 cutter from Zebby Matthews. No, from the Topa reliever, the righty Topa, out of the bullpen in the fifth, as twin starting pitcher Zebby Matthews only lasted four. But Vinny takes that 1-1 cutter out over, and in classic, undeniable Vinny Pasquantino fashion, haven't said that very often, but Vinny rockets one to the opposite field, driving in Jonathan Indian, giving the Royals a 3-0 lead. Four pitches later, Salvi would single, yanks one into the left field corner. Vinny would come around to score, and the Royals are up 4-0. 4-0, bases loaded, two outs, top of the fifth. Royals would lose this game 5-4. They would leave eight men on base from that point on. They would strike out eight times in the final four innings, and they would drop the first two games to the Minnesota Twins, losing today in a similar fashion in which they lost yesterday, being walked off at Target Field. 5-4, the final score. Daniel Lynch takes the loss. Steven Cruz on the hill as the Twins celebrate in the ninth. Vinny's RBI double there. He also had a two-out single, and he would score on Mikel Garcia's two-out RBI single in the third. So Vinny scores two runs. He has three hits, and he's also hit by a pitch. And he made an outstanding defensive play in the fifth inning for the second out of Michael Wacha's fifth frame. So add it all up, offensively, defensively, Vinny having a pretty solid afternoon in Minnesota. He's had a really good month of May. His OPS in May is 843. League average is about 700. Vinny Pasquantino is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958, and you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Vinny, one of three Royals with multiple hits today. Salvi and Mark Canna also going 2-for-4. Let's go to Josh in Indy. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I appreciate the positivity on a day that we lost, but still, you know, it's all right. There's bright sides to every game. So I'm listening to some of these callers, and it's all about, when Cags is in the lineup, when Cags comes up. It's kind of like a foregone conclusion. And I know that the offense isn't doing what it's supposed to. And I know that we lost yesterday and we lost today, but I mean, we're still over 500. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever heard a fan base clamor for a prospect to come up on a winning ball club like this. Back in 2015, we were a winning ball club. Our pitching wasn't great. I was a fan of John Lamb, and he was having a fantastic year in AAA. I kind of wanted to bring him up, but we traded him for Cueto. Turned out to be a good thing. We got a world championship out of it. But, I mean, it just shows that the fan base, obviously, they don't have necessarily the big picture in mind. They're just looking at a short-term fix. But my question for you would be kind of doing an NFL analogy. The Browns brought Joe Flacco up, and he was on the couch, and he came in and did a great job. Do you think that there is a veteran out there who's a free agent, who's healthy, maybe a little bit older, but might have something left in the tank who can at least hit for a better average than what our options are right now? The only example that comes to my mind would be, I'm not saying this is who it should be, but like a Whit Merrifield, career 280 hitter. I mean, I know he's 36 and didn't do so well for Atlanta, but do you think that there's a veteran out there who might bring a little bit of leadership along with Salvador Perez to this lineup and maybe light a fire under some of these young guys?
I don't know. No, Josh. I think that guy would have been scooped up by now. And they're not that bad.
they're not that bad where I think some guy on the couch is better than Kevin B. I mean, Kevin Biggio was pretty close to being on the couch. Mark Canha was pretty close to being on the couch. So I think couch guys, you already have enough of them.
I got you.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call. I got love for Whit Merrifield and what he did in Kansas City, and I would love another Whit Merrifield, but so would every other team in Major League Baseball. Now, a guy like that, at least in his prime, everyone could use a Ben Zobrist, could use a Whit Merrifield. And please don't compare the Royals to the Browns. Josh, please don't do that. Royals didn't do anything to deserve that distinction. The Browns are garbage and they'll always be garbage. Royals have been garbage briefly, but they were champions, right? In the 70s and the 80s, 2015, playoff bound in 2024. The Browns are garbage and they'll always be garbage. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7965. But I do understand that every father fell in love with Joe Flacco. When he came off the couch and played well for the Browns, I didn't meet one man my age or older that didn't love Joe Flacco. I think every man above the age of 40 saw a little bit of himself in Joe Flacco. Even though you don't have the athleticism that the Super Bowl champion quarterback has, you saw a little bit of yourself in him. I know you did. Josh, thanks for the phone call. SJ writes in on the text line, Vern, stop the insanity. I don't want Jack Caglione anywhere near this team. Let him develop in the minors. Bobby Witt Jr. has paid millions to be the savior, to be the hero, to be the leader. Bobby, go be that. Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo should have gotten a solid bat in the offseason, signed SJ. Okay, yeah, that's a fair point. Now, it was my belief this offseason that Jack Caglione was the impact bat that this organization was waiting for. I know they made an offer to Jurickson Profar and Anthony Santander, and you've heard about it, and they came up just short. Yeah, well, whatever. You don't get a pass because you tried. That's your job, to try. But at the same time, I'm glad they didn't sign Jurickson Profar. I'm glad they didn't sign Anthony Santander. I would have given them the contracts they ultimately signed, because I wouldn't want to lock myself into a 3-year deal for Profar, a 5-year deal for Santander, when I believe with Vinny and Salvi and the soon-to-arrive Jack Caglione, I have right field, first base, DH kind of locked up for the next few seasons. You know, Vinny's still under contract for, what, 3-4 more years? Royals have a decision coming up when it comes to Salvi. But when Jack gets here, he's here to stay, right? Six plus years of Cags in the big leagues. But yeah, sure, if you want to say they should have addressed their offensive needs this offseason, okay, that's fair. I like that. I'm with that. Now, because they didn't get a bat, they spent that money on Carlos Estevez, a guy that's top 5 in baseball in saves. They, so far incorrectly, believe that Jonathan India would be what this offense needed to get jump-started in 2025. He's been anything but the leadoff hitter you were hoping for. He's been a great energy giver, a tough SOB, but he's been a bad defender and a below-average hitter. For his career, he's only a league average hitter, for the most part. But he's fallen short of that. 913-586-7965. India, honestly, has received a pass because of what Michael Garcia has done. If Michael was who he was a season ago, I think the crosshairs, I think the pressure would be on Jonathan India. And you know that word's interesting, pressure. Who has pressure on them? Who on this team has pressure? Because, of course, the GM, no doubt, and the manager and the owner. Because this is a general manager's game. The NBA is a player's game. The NFL is a coach's game. And Major League Baseball is a general manager's game. But who on this team has pressure? Because I haven't heard any pressure on anybody. Okay, Hunter Renfro, you know, that kind of pressure. The you're not delivering and you're the most quickly expendable one. So, yeah, there's that kind of pressure on a guy like Hunter Renfro, on Chris Stratton. But does anybody in the rotation have real pressure from the fans? I mean, are you guys putting pressure on Salvi? On Bobby? Who's the pressure on? Michael Massey, sure. Michael Massey has pressure to stay in the big leagues. That's individual. That's professional pressure. I'm talking about, you know, the type of pressure that Aaron Judge feels. The type of pressure that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce feel. Are we putting that type of pressure on anybody in Royal Blue? Let me know on the text line, 913-586-7965. Bobby with that ninth inning single gives him career base hit number 600. He's the 32nd player in franchise history to reach 600 base hits. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, the 12 men left on base, that right there was the ballgame. No doubt. Danny in Overland Park is disappointed in Matt Quatrero's thinking in the sixth. Says, Vern, regardless of pitch count, keeping Waka in made absolutely no sense. Well, Danny, that's fair. Fair to say. Now, as I'm managing along with the game, I understand where you're coming from because I reluctantly would have done exactly what Matt Quatrero did. And I would imagine he did it reluctantly as well. But like you mentioned, Waka's at 59 pitches after five innings. The 5-6-7 hitters are due up. He gives up the leadoff home run to a man that, in Cody Clemens, has been red hot in the month of May. But first time up, Waka walked him on a questionable ball four and then gave up a fly ball out to him the next time out. 59 pitches. You've been one of the 20, 25 best pitchers in Major League Baseball this season. Would I rather watch Michael Waka go out there in the sixth, or am I going to try and piecemeal together the next two innings to try and bridge the gap to Urseg and Estevez, knowing that Urseg has given up a home run in each of the past two outings? To me, Waka deserved the ball. He earned the ball in the sixth. Now, Danny, hindsight says you're right. So take your lap. But to me, Michael Waka earned the ball, even though watching him there in that 22-pitch fifth inning in which the Twins scored three runs to take a four-run Royals lead and whittle it down to one. Even though in that 22-pitch fifth inning, it did look as if Michael Waka was tiring, wearing down. Honestly, at first, I thought it was, well, the offense scored two runs, had eight men come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning. It was a 34-pitch top of the fifth for the Twins reliever. It was a long wait for Michael Waka. So he comes out in the fifth inning, and the first pitch that he throws is destroyed by Harrison Bader. It's a first-pitch hanger, a get-me-over slider, and it's destroyed. Again, 417 feet. And then Waka lets one run a little too far in, and it hits Willie Castro. Leaves a cutter elevated on the outside part of the plate, and Christian Vasquez rips it into left field. So you have two on with Two outs after a great play by Vinny Pasquantino. So you have second and third with two outs there in the fifth inning. Royals leading 4-1 with Ty France coming to the dish. Waka got ahead 0-2. And with first base open, a 2-2 offering, it's an elevated fastball that Ty France put a great swing on. Went with it, knocks it to the opposite field, drives in two. So then it's 4-3. Yes, again, Waka gives up three runs, 22 pitches in the fifth. But even with all that, I still think he earned it. He earned deciding his own fate. Right? You take him out in the fifth, maybe he can walk away with the victory. Maybe the bullpen picks him up and he walks away with the W. Personally, again, I'm managing along with the game. I reluctantly would have handed him the ball as well. Go get him. If you lose, we lose. If you win, we win. We've been riding you all year. I'm going to saddle you up one more time. And he paid for it. Speaking of Michael Waka, he had this to say after the game as the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network were there.
This one stings for sure. You know, the guys put up a good lead for us and, you know, gave it right back to them, you know, a couple innings later. And, yeah, just frustrating on my end for sure. You know, caught too much plate at times and just got to be better.
You were really efficient through 4 and 37 pitches around there. And but then what do you think kind of shifted there in the fifth for you?
Yeah, even then, I mean, wasn't getting a lot of swing and miss. You know, balls were over the middle of the plate. You know, they just were hitting them at guys, I would say, for the most part. But, yeah, defense was playing great behind me, making plays. And, yeah, just I got to be finer with my pitches. I know I'm trying to get ahead, but, yeah, just too good of pitches.
What do you think led to the lack of swing and miss?
I mean, just velo probably would tick down. You know, off-speed stuff wasn't as sharp as, you know, I'm used to it being. Yeah, just not my best stuff out there.
When you are battling out there on the mound, what are some things that you try to do to kind of assist you as you're just going through and navigating that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, you give up a hit or something, you know, it's... You try to shake it off as much as possible, and hey, we're focusing in on that next pitch, and you know that's what I was trying to do for the most part, and just too many balls over the middle of the plate today.
There you go. That's Michael Waka. 5 innings, 4 runs on 7 hits, only 1 strikeout to go along with 1 walk. He's now 11 starts into his season. His ERA is still an impressive 3.21. Just the second time all year Waka's allowed more than 3 earned runs. Royals walked off in Minneapolis, 5-4, the final score. And we got quite the pitching matchup coming up on Sunday. Chris Bubich squares off with Bailey Ober. First pitch is at 1:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. I'll have your chance to win a pair of Royals tickets as Brady Singer and the Reds are coming to town. So make sure you're listening to the On Deck Show tomorrow beginning at 12 noon for your chance to win. Special thanks to Jacob Mustard for the help back at the studio. Great job. Really appreciate it. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Really appreciated that 4-run lead. Try again tomorrow. Enjoy your Saturday. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.